1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Trump arrived at a federal courthouse in Florida. There's a hearing today in the case involving his handling of classified documents. ABC's Erica Tursky's outside the courthouse and says this is not the only immediate legal issue for the Republican frontrunner.
Trump faces a deadline today to ask the U.S. Supreme Court to pause his federal election interference case in Washington, D.C., giving him time to appeal after a panel of judges rejected his claim that he's somehow immune from criminal prosecution.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's back in the hospital being treated for a bladder issue. The Pentagon says he's transferred his responsibilities to his deputy. The Israeli military rescued two hostages from a building in Rafah. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says at least 60 people were killed. It's party time in Kansas City after the Chiefs beat the 49ers in overtime to win their second consecutive Super Bowl. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The first Republican has stepped forward to run for Congress in Northeast Wisconsin. Former State Senator Roger Roth of Appleton tweeted his announcement hours after Mike Gallagher announced Saturday he won't seek a fifth term. Roth ran for the seat in 2010 but lost to Reed Ribble. Roth served 8 years in the state Senate and 4 years in the Assembly. $95 billion in U.S. aid to Ukraine and Israel faces an uncertain future after clearing a procedural hurdle in a rare Sunday session yesterday. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson voted against it.
I support the freedom-loving people of Ukraine. I mean, Vladimir Putin is a war criminal. But the fact of the matter is, he's not going to lose this war.
Johnson on WISN-TV's Upfront program, Senate leaders hope for a vote as early as tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. City officials are beginning to sound the alarm on next year's city budget. While the budget isn't expected to come out for another few months, officials are estimating the city to be running at a $27 million deficit. That works out to about 270 staff positions throughout city government. There are a number of routes the city could take without laying off staff, like raising property taxes or fees and permits. City finance staff will give a presentation to the city council about Madison's financial outlook at their meeting Tuesday night. The Sigma Alpha Epsilon Fraternity's Lily's Classic fundraiser has been canceled due to thin ice on Lake Mendota. The annual hockey tournament raises money for epilepsy research at UW-Madison. The event was originally scheduled for this upcoming Saturday. Fraternity leaders say that they will hold a new event to raise money instead, but are not yet sure what that event will be. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase is back Sunday, February 18th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring the German art students, The Apologist, and L. Donk. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're home in time for supper. The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, hometown radio refreshed.
The Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from Super Bowl 58. The Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22 in overtime to become only the second team in over 20 years to win back-to-back NFL championships. Patrick Mahomes named the game's most valuable player, and what made the difference for Kansas City?
The attitude of the team, it's special, and I'm proud of the guys, man. I mean, we battled through and through all the way through the playoffs into the Super Bowl, and just like our whole season, it came down to the last play.
Tight end Travis Kelce caught on video shoving and yelling at Coach Andy Reid before halftime when the team was struggling.
You know, he bumps into me. I get after him, and we understand that. He loves to play the game. He wants to help his team win. It's not a selfish thing.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan on losing again to the Chiefs in a Super Bowl.
I mean, I heard the most for the players. Those are the guys. I mean, can't tell you guys how long it takes to get here. Our guys, I heard for the most.
That's 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan. From Super Bowl 58, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today with a high of 43 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. Will drop down to around 26 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 37 on Wednesday. Partly cloudy, 44. Then we could see a little light rain or snow Wednesday night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball. Noon to 3 on Monday, we have a cure for your Monday blues and also a look back at what happened over the weekend. Join us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
You know, I talk to people in the White House all the time. Yeah. And, you know, they know it's an issue. But as I like to say, look, it's a legitimate issue. It's a legitimate issue for Trump, who's only 3 years younger, right? So it's an issue. Once you say that, then you have to also talk about what's at stake in the election. And I'm for Joe Biden for re-election on the merits, because I think he's done a really good job as president. So I think he should continue to get out and campaign. He's been campaigning pretty vigorously across the country.
Have I ever mentioned?
No.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, according to the mainstream media, she would have been dead several years now,
yes.
Not in her second term.
Right.
Remember,
mm-hmm.
She stumbled a little bit because she had the flu. And then remember, that was
pneumonia.
Weeks and
yeah,
weeks.
Yeah, she had pneumonia.
Of,
it was not just the flu. It was major.
Yeah. Okay, please, can I hear some more? Secretary Clinton.
I think Biden also should lean in to the fact
exactly.
that he's experienced. And that experience is not just in the political arena. It's like the stuff of, you know, human experience.
Yeah, character.
Character, wisdom. I think he should be willing to really hold that out. Say, you know, how do you pull together a coalition to stand against Russian aggression? Well, you don't do it by photo ops. You do it because you have long experience in dealing with leaders and you know what's at stake. And I think he should kid more about it. He sometimes makes a joke. You know, we haven't done something like this since, you know, James Madison, and I talked to him about it. I mean, I think things like that.
Yes.
Yeah,
funny.
That goes a long
That's
way.
Good. It does.
It helps take the air out of the.
Have I ever mentioned
that
Hillary's been right about everything ever in the history of ever?
Mm-hmm.
She's the forever queen of I told you so, you dumb bitches.
I think she's good.
She's very good at this.
Uh-huh. Okay. Can I just say, I think people are listening to me and taking their Eric Bolerton duties very seriously in the absence of our dear, long-lost friend, Eric Bollard. New York Times has been criticized over the past several months for its constant coverage of Joe Biden and his age without giving Trump the same treatment, despite what other reports categorize as mental decline. Yeah, clearly. Oh, my God. Take any speech, anything, any whatever. What the hell is subsies? You get subsies. You get some subsies. That was from Trump's speech this weekend.
It was.
Oh, and then bragging that he didn't do anything on guns.
Yeah.
So, we all need to just get over that if your kid gets shot to death. It got considerably worse when Times did a profile for Trump speaking so favorable of him, it even touted him for being tan and filled,
New York
filled
Times,
with
seriously.
Youth. Right? Mr. Trump, this is a lovely puff piece. Mr. Trump often dyes his hair and appears unnaturally tan. Tan? Oh, my God.
It's bad makeup.
Orange makeup.
I think it's Cheeto dust.
He is heavy set and tall.
Heavy set?
He's a big,
obese.
Fat load of treasonous trans fats. And he uses his physicality to project strength in front of crowds.
No.
When he takes the stage at rallies, he basks in adulation for several minutes. Yes, because he's a narcissistic psychopath. Oh, my God. Meanwhile, the Times characterization of Biden is tall and thin, but appears stiff. Because he's in way better shape. He's tall and thin. He rides his bike. I can't.
He actually has muscles.
Suzanne Murphy tweets, Mr. Trump has a yellow cotton candy-like comb-over and wears excessive orange makeup. He is overweight for his shrinking height. Biden is taller and fitter and has trouble. Trump has trouble walking distances, descending stairs, and standing upright. Thank you. A lot of people trying to help the Times rewrite some
things. That's why he rides escalators everywhere.
Yes.
Mehdi Hassan said, the top four stories on the New York Times website are negative stories about Biden's health and age and memory. Even the one story that mentions Trump takes a shot at Biden. The Times, like much of our media, has learned nothing from the media debacle of 2016. Katrina Vandenhoevel said, we've seen a large number of people who used to work for Trump say he's unfit, to say the least. I haven't seen a single former Biden aide or present Biden aide come forward with such a claim. In fact, the opposite, right? Mm-hmm. General Milley and others saying he is sharp as a tack. Mm-hmm. They spend hours with him, you know, and it's... Brian Tyler Cohen said, the thing about Biden's memory is that he's presided over the addition of 15 million jobs and 800,000 manufacturing jobs, 23 straight months of sub 4% unemployment, surging consumer sentiment, wages outpacing inflation, the American Rescue Plan, Inflation Reduction Act, CHIPS Act, PACT Act, infrastructure law, gun safety laws, VAWA, codified marriage equality, canceled $136 billion in student loan debt for 3.7 million borrowers, bolstered NATO, and presided over electoral wins in 2022 and 23. Thank you. Tristan Snell, by the way, just on this, because it's also going to be a big legal week. He said Judge Cannon is going to get someone killed if she keeps this up, endangering witnesses and endangering national security and our intelligence assets overseas. She is too reckless to remain in charge of the documents case. I hope we get a break on that.
Yeah.
John Cryer said, I've railed about this before. Why the F do we accept the Democrats must submit to Republican special counsels but not insist that Republicans be investigated by Democratic special counsels? We got to stop playing by some different set of rules. Chris Hayes said, Bill Clinton was investigated by Ken Starr, Republican. George W. Bush investigated by Patrick Fitzgerald, Republican. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton investigated by James Comey, Republican. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump investigated by Bob Mueller, Republican. Biden investigated by Robert Hur, Republican.
I'm with you.
By the way, Billy West, my friend, texted me and said, doesn't Merrick Garland remind you of that sad old parrot at the pet store that no one buys? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he does kind of look like that.
Yes, he does.
I love Billy.
Jen Rubin said, by the way, major restrictions on military aid are a strong signal to Bibi that Biden has had it. Good.
Mm-hmm.
They've had some, I think, difficult conversations.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Netanyahu has told everybody in Gaza to get to the south, and now they said, okay, we're going to bomb the south now.
Right.
So, more than a million people have to...
Figure it out.
Because they're trapped inside Gaza. They can't
get out. No other countries are accepting them
exactly.
either.
Exactly. And that's... Yes.
The reporting is that Biden has had it with Netanyahu and also Garland. He has put him in an impossible situation, though. Now he can't fire him because then he looks like Trump firing Comey, right? I mean, it's okay. Here's my bit of happy clappy news.
Okay.
Ron tweets, in Las Vegas last night, Kevin McCarthy was asked to respond to Matt Gaetz' suggestion that he should be RNC chair. McCarthy said, based on what he knows about the House ethics investigation, Gaetz will likely be going to prison. Fight, 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 big bag of rats! Oh, my God, that would just be the rapey cherry on top, mm-hmm. wouldn't it?
Do you know what they do to soft... Yeah. Bald, overweight Republicans in prison?
I don't want to know.
Okay. Dave in Illinois. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Hi, Dave.
Stephanie.
You
Hi,
wanted
everybody.
To say Dave's not there, man.
Not
but
there.
He is there. Hi, Dave.
Did you guys catch the Robert F. Kennedy Super Bowl commercial?
I didn't see it, but I heard about
it.
And Bobby has had to apologize to his family.
It's still pinned, though, on his Twitter page.
I know.
He's still pinned it.
It was put together by an independent super PAC. And
yes, trying to get Donald Trump back in office by supporting Bobby Kennedy Jr.
But it's still pinned to his social media.
It is still pinned to his social, so his apology is lying flat.
Right.
Dave, sorry, so if people don't know what it is, the ad which lifted the Kennedy for Me campaign jingle originally used for John F. Kennedy, Bobby Schreiber said, my cousin's Super Bowl ad used our uncle's faces and my mother's. She would be appalled by his deadly health care views. Respect for science, vaccines, and health care equity were in her DNA. Good for them. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, sorry, Dave. Dave was just, he's just throwing out the topic. Now Dave's not there, man, because I stole his story from him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I'm glad they're saying something about the whole vaccine. Oh, by the way, this is I wore my T-shirt with Trump looking into an eclipse, because among other anti-science nonsense. Does anyone remember how horrible the years? This is when we had to do the virtual tour. This is why. Oh, did I mention, Chris, that there might be some very exciting news for America regarding Sexy Liberal very shortly?
I saw that.
But do you remember we had to cancel the entire 2020 tour? We had, right? We were in like every city almost, and we had to cancel the whole thing because of COVID. Stay home, wipe our asses with coffee filters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So America, in what might be the last year of our democracy, Sexy Liberal, bam, bam, coming to a city near you. Kevin in D.C. Hello, Kev.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
First, I want to say real quick, yeah, I saw that disgusting Kennedy. I literally, my split second thing was, are you kidding me? Second, yeah.
I missed that.
Miss what?
No, I said I'm not actually not sorry I missed that. I did not see the ad. Yeah.
Yes. Second, I love the storybook rom-com ending that I know the maggots hate of a Taylor and her boyfriend kissing to seal the victory. I know they just love that. The fix within, I guess.
Yes.
But third, did I hear Trump actually talking about someone has to pay something? Really, Mr.
NATO?
Oh, NATO.
Never pays his taxes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you? I know he's had 50 million things more hypocritical and projection-y than that. But
that's true. He's never paid a contractor, a lawyer, or whatever. You really, really shut up about NATO. And it's not they don't pay. They don't pay as much as he thinks they should.
It's a percentage of your GDP. Everybody pays the same percentage.
And then, can I just say, Nikki Haley, he has been disrespecting the military since the beginning of ever, right? Mm-hmm. And she still went to work for him. Mm-hmm. So, yes, of course it's despicable what he said about her husband or implied that he's not on the campaign trail when Melania is God knows where. She's never been on the campaign trail. But anyway,
I want to ask you about another comment that Donald Trump made that was personal about your husband, Major Michael Haley, who is currently deployed with the South Carolina National Guard. Trump said this about you.
Where's her husband? Oh, he's away. He's away. What happened to her husband? What happened to her husband?
He's deployed.
Where is he? He's gone.
Okay, so she replied.
I know you said this is disqualifying, but during his first presidential campaign, Donald Trump mocked former POW John McCain and a Gold Star family. He was still elected. You agreed to work for him. Why do you think that's disqualifying now?
Well, I agreed to serve our country, and I'm proud that I got to serve our country. There's nothing, no more higher honor than to serve the people of this country.
Yeah. Because you're a soulless coward that only cares about power.
Yep.
Look, it's insulting to military members. It's insulting to military families. And the part that bothers me is he continues to do this. This isn't personal about me and Michael.
Yes,
this is about what it says to every member who sacrifices for us. This is about what it says to every military family who sacrifices alongside of them.
She doesn't care. She's going to do it right. She should say, where's Melania? Oh,
that's right. What she should have said.
Her boyfriend, probably.
We can't have someone who sits there and mocks our men and women who are trying to protect America. It's a pattern. It's a pattern of chaos. It's a pattern of irresponsibility. It's a pattern of just saying things that are not helpful in strengthening America.
Mm-hmm. Her husband... gotta like him, I guess. He tweeted a picture of a wolf, and it said the difference between humans and animals. Animals would never allow the dumbest ones to lead the pack. Nicely done, sir. Okay, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Moody's. Dr. Modi's Nature's Blend for Dog, Nature's Feast for cats, like Inigo Cattoya, the official spokes cat of the Stephanie Miller Show. That's all real food. I can't believe anybody is still feeding dogs or cats kibble or something that's made by companies that also make candy bars, something. How you living, boo? This food is real food. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, fruits, vegetables, all the stuff that's going to keep your pets happy, healthy for 11 billion years.
I don't think you can promise that it will keep them
It's long. A made-up number, so how do you know? Okay. All right. Dry to the touch, no mess, shelf-stable, raw, freeze-dried, so the flavor is crazy good for picky eaters. My listeners get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures. Yay! DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to DrMartyPets.com/Miller.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Stephanie Miller.
Official word headquarters on Stinks Flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Ladies and gentlemen, whether you have 3 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes, keep your face wrinkle-free. Introducing Gen 90, the new instant wrinkle treatment from Genucel. Gen 90 instantly reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it. Around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. You never worry about your skin or your confidence again. Gen 90 technology, it's luxurious, nourishing, silk smooth. Best of all, it starts working in seconds. I know, because I feel that little tingle every time. There's a reason Genucel has 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. And now you also get Genucel XV, the collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid in a pure natural base for stunning results day after day. Gen 90 and XV are on special sale now. Genucel.com included in the bestseller package. It's the best value in skincare anywhere. Order right now at Genucel.com/Stephanie and get a free beauty box and deep firming serum while supplies last, plus free shipping on all orders. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The
The Todd Almost Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller.
Shake it off, Taylor. Yeah.
Remember, every time Taylor Swift smiles, a MAGA angel, you know, it's blood with rage.
Uh-huh. Or coughs up blood.
Yeah. Wee. Okay. As we know, the Kansas City Chiefs prevailed in overtime. Sorry, Jody, and your 49ers. She's wearing her Niners colors.
Is there also Kansas City colors?
You know me. I was just like, whatever makes MAGA matter. And I think Kansas City winning and Taylor Swift being happy makes them matter.
Jody's right. They have the same colors.
They do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're red. Right. And
oh, see, Jody's a uniter.
They both wear red.
So the conspiracy theory, let's see, Chris, if I had it right. It's the CIA. It's something to do with the CIA operation involving Taylor Swift and her refusal to support Trump in both 2020 and 2024.
Right.
Among the conspiracies, Super Bowl 58, when added together, 5 plus 8 equals 13. 13 is the name of Taylor Swift's album, mm-hmm. as FoxNews.com explained earlier this week. She's alleged to have invented it in a government lab so that 30 years later she could date Travis Kelce while he plays for the Chiefs and help Biden win in the 2024 election. Joe Biden tweeted, just like we drew it up, with the dark Brandon glowing red eyes. Come on, that's funny.
Oh, don't forget that Kelce is pro-vaccine.
Yes.
That's in there, too.
Yes.
There, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yep. Okay. All right. In Fight, 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 Big Bag of Rats news, Ted Cruz calls for Mitch McConnell to be replaced. Here we go.
Uh-huh. Is it time for Mitch McConnell to go?
I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Fight, 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 Big Bag of Rats, all equally awful. I mentioned that Kevin McCarthy was asked to respond to Matt Gaetz's suggestion. That he should take over the RNC. He said, well, I think people see how far Matt Gaetz will go and the fear he has of what's in the ethics complaint. He's trying to protect himself, and that harms our caucus, that harms our majority. In the end, people will see why Gaetz would want to do that. I think in the end, Gaetz will have a hard time being a member of Congress and staying out of jail, too.
Oh,
my. Oh, my. Kevin McCarthy always says the reason Gaetz led the charge to oust him as Speaker is because he would not...
drop the ethics investigation,
which he said he didn't have the authority to do, but Gaetz wanted him to do it anyway because he is indeed raping his forehead. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fight, 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 fight. Big bag of rats. You're all literally equally awful. Okay. Speaking of which, we forgot this pro-gun thing that Trump said this weekend. Yeah.
During my 4 years, nothing happened, and there was great pressure on me having to do with guns.
Great.
We did nothing.
Isn't that great?
We didn't yield.
It's fantastic. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Imagine how much carnage we were able to achieve. There was a shooting yesterday at Joel Osteen's church. Did you see that?
Yes.
The woman was the shooter shot a guy. She had a 4 or 5 year old with her, so she was shot, died at the scene. The child was shot and in critical condition. And this says everything you need to know. The whole church started praying and declaring Jesus's name. So that's good that you had thoughts and prayers right there.
Right there.
Where the shooting happened, because
she was also shot by some off-duty cops that were there.
Yeah.
Yes. Security. Yes. I don't know what that was about, but here's an interesting for all y'all states' rights people. Hawaii Supreme Court declares the Second Amendment infringes on the spirit of aloha. The Hawaii Supreme Court refuses to follow U.S. Supreme Court precedent on gun rights in an opinion released on Wednesday declaring the spirit of aloha clashes with the Second Amendment. They said, we read these words differently than the current United States Supreme Court. We hold that in Hawaii there is no state constitutional right to carry a firearm in public. In the spirit of aloha clashes with a federally mandated lifestyle. that lets citizens walk around with deadly weapons during day-to-day activities. Well, here we go. Texas saying we're not going to abide by the Supreme Court, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the border, you know. The rest of us should go. We're not going to. We don't agree with Roe. Yes.
Where's the spirit of aloha in the Constitution?
Nick, right next to Mahalo.
Okay.
29 minutes after the hour.
My family and friends are always with me, no matter where I may be. Sharing stories from home helps me sustain my recovery from my mental and substance use disorder. Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-4357. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
My story is yours. I am a mother.
I'm a father. A son.
A daughter. I am in recovery from a mental illness.
A substance use disorder.
With support from family and community,
we are victorious.
Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mommy, sing me to sleep.
Sure, sweetie. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. You're a ball of gas that's very far. 32 light years in the sky, 10 parsecs, which is really high. Helium, carbon, and
hydrogen
fuse to make our starry friend. When it enters supernova stage, it explodes with bursts of rays. And if the star's mass is big and bold, it will become a big black hole.
And if the star's mass is big and bold, it will become a big black hole.
Thanks, Mom.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, so it's up to parents to help create a brighter future for them. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Many people
people believe that if Trump was to win again in 2024, he may never leave office. I mean, we saw what he did last time. We know right now that the Heritage Foundation has a whole plan called Project 2025 that in the event for the next Republican presidency, they want to dismantle the entire state from the inside by infiltrating it, firing people, procedural changes, a whole plan. They have a whole plan, 1,000-page plan. So we know what's coming if the Supreme Court rules he can be on the ballot. We know what's coming if we're not allowed to proceed with the trials to hold him accountable for what he's done.
Wow. Our protesters are really smart and well-spoken.
I know. She's, like, amazing.
Yeah.
She really is.
The maggots outside his rally.
She's pretty much very, very informed and smart.
Wow. Yes. Please go on.
And it just shows you if you have money, you can hire lawyers to create pandemonium in our legal system right now that's destabilizing for everybody. So it's like we often believe what's happening here is very clear. The cases are clear, but then all of a sudden there's another lawsuit. Now Fannie Willis is being brought up because, you know, it's like, come on, people. Come on, people. So
come on.
We're here to just say the time is now to remove Trump from his ability to continue to be on ballots. You know, it's Republicans that brought those lawsuits.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, super smart and well-read protester.
Yeah.
We even spell our signs right. Get a brain, Morans. Okay. Marie in Atlanta. Hello, Marie.
Good morning. I just want to say that, you know, I agree with you, Steph, that every time that they show Joe Biden, they need to show him on his Peloton working out. But then they need to contrast it with that really unflattering butt shot of Trump allegedly playing tennis.
Yes.
And who knows how old that is.
Is there a flattering butt shot of Trump? I don't think so.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Oh, are you talking about the one with the poopy stains and the white golf pants?
That was Photoshop.
I don't think so. Ask Noel Kastler.
It was Photoshop.
No, it was not. Michael in Oakland. Hello, Michael. Did I know the Constitution that a spirit of aloha is right next to mahalo? Thank you.
Nailed it.
Oh, don't encourage her.
Oh, 15. Give me this one. Hang on, Michael. Where's this in the Constitution? Here we go.
I will implement strong ideological screening of all immigrants. Uh-huh. If you hate America, if you want to abolish Israel, if you don't like our religion, which a lot of them don't, if you sympathize with jihadists, then we don't want you in our country, and you are not getting in.
We don't have a state religion.
Yeah, where's that in the Constitution,
it's
Michael?
Not in there.
If you don't like our religion, you're not getting in. Where's that? Our religion?
Well, I guess it depends on which. Yeah, exactly. Which religion is he talking about here? There's more than a few in the United States, and there's no rules about which one is supposed to be the right one.
Yeah,
there's
that whole separation of. It's not important now. Church,
yeah.
State.
So,
okay.
This thing about Trump talking about not paying into NATO, that's not how it works.
No.
The countries are supposed to, there's a part of the charter that says they're supposed to devote a certain percentage of their GDP to their own defense, okay? And it is a fact that some of them haven't done it. But the reason that he's carping about this now, he's been carping about it for a long time. Mm-hmm. This is all just a setup, a way of sort of giving a permission structure for supporting Russia.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
and nobody has ever said that. In fact, I tell Russia, hey, Russia, this guy didn't pay. Why don't you go? It's like, really? That's like the mob encouraging someone to, right? Chris.
Uh-oh.
Who said, this is the most important and shamelessly irresponsible, dangerous, and anti-American interest statement made by a leading candidate for president in the history of our nation? Media that covers it any other way is, in fact, playing into Trump's narrative that it's all fake media.
Count Chocula.
No, that was, let's see here, the author of the Democracy Index.
Oh.
They judge democracies around something.
Count Chocula is very good with numbers. I think he could.
He is very good.
I think he could do that job.
One. Two.
That's the count.
The count.
Yeah.
Tara Settmeyer said, hey, Times, where's your headline about Trump abandoning NATO and encouraging Russia to attack our allies in Europe? In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. Openly encouraging our enemy to attack our allies gets a shrug, but Biden is old, so The New Yorker tweeted, Trump watcher perspective here. He's getting even more brazen, even by Trump standard. This is breathtaking. Mm-hmm. That's what to my point, Chris, mm-hmm. about shock jocks having to out-shock themselves and their audience, right? I feel like this has just like become a psychological test, you know, or like a boiling frog contest, mm-hmm. like that we just, he keeps getting... And we just get like, oh, okay, well, this is today's unbelievably treasonous thing that he said. Oh, pardon me.
Goodness.
Hmm. Yes. You okay? Holly, yes. Holly in Maryland. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I think we really need to frame this Biden age thing differently. It's propaganda from the right. You know, and we always buy into it. Mm-hmm. So, the thing that we've got to do every time someone mentions it, and someone caught me off guard, and I was so sick of hearing it, and it was a Democrat. It was a friend of mine, a Democrat. Right. And I said, that's a right-wing talking point, and you're buying into it. And
Thank
the Democrats
you.
Always buy into their talking points. Mm-hmm. And one of the evidences of that is no one is challenging him from the left. That should tell you that they have confidence in themselves.
Yeah. If you look at these primaries, Holly, in these polls, it's 2% or something of Democrats don't support Biden. So you're absolutely right. I don't want to read one more story. Democrats are afraid that, you know, we don't have time for that.
Right, and if somebody says he's old, say, yeah, that's a right-wing talking point. You know, right. Just nip it in the bud, because there's no evidence that this age thing is affecting him, except that, and the other thing we need to say is that age brings wisdom and experience. And when he was nominated, friends of mine freaked out, and I thought, you know what, he's coming in. We saw his track record from when he was vice president. Mm-hmm. He was a team player. Yeah. He got stuff done. He works across the aisle, and he bringing in a cadre of people, which he has done, which he has proven, and all of those people respecting all of these young people that people want to, you know, run for president, they all respect him, and they all say, no, we're not going to challenge him. Are you running for president? No, I'm not. Yeah. You know, so every time they say it, it's like, that's propaganda. It's that same thing as every accusation is a confession.
Yep.
They throw this ball down the hallway, and Democrats, like puppies, go running after the ball while they're back there doing some kind of nefarious, something's up, you know.
Yeah, an aviary.
Holly, what aviary are you calling from, and what type of bird?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's
Hazel,
fine.
Stop it. It's Hazel.
What's
Hazel?
What kind of bird is Hazel?
She's a parakeet.
Aww.
And she's really, she's so pissed off about this age thing with Biden, too.
Yeah, I bet she is.
This bird is like 8 years old. She's an old parakeet.
Yeah, she is.
So, I used to have a parakeet named Bluebird that was blue.
Mine
that
was Vinny.
That I made out with when I was a child.
See, this one was found in a bush that a neighbor
Aww.
Found. And said, I'll take your bird, but she's scared of me, and she thinks I'm going to eat her.
What color?
I told her there's not enough. She's yellow and green.
That's pretty. Okay. All right, Hazel. See ya. Bye, Hazel. Okay.
The last
Bluebird used to land on my dad's head during breakfast. He didn't enjoy that.
I'm sure he didn't.
As we let him fly around.
The last bird we had on the show masturbated to Glenn Beck.
Oh, that's true. My mom had that was a love bird.
Mm. Well,
that's what they call the masturbatory birds. Mm. Love birds. Yeah. He would,
rub one out.
Yeah, on his colorful little chain. Can you guys smell what Bonnie's doing right now? Because my eyes are watering and I can barely speak.
I can't smell it.
I can't either.
Yeah, she's right there. Okay, it's contained over here then. That's fantastic. All right. And once again, we remind you that Billy West is right. Merrick Garland does look like that sad old parent at the pet store that no one bought. It's been there for years. Not you, Hazel. You're the prettiest. Okay.
The one that only says curse words.
We were talking about it is so amazing in the weekend when all the press is like, oh, Biden's old. This was like, I feel like, the worst weekend ever, and that's saying a lot for Trump. Like, right, he screwed the subsidy. What are subsidies?
Subsidies.
Yeah. He said Dino dollars instead of dollars. What are Dino dollars? Is that like from the Flintstones? Dino?
I guess.
Oh. Can buy treats with Dino dollars?
Yeah.
He said that Biden hasn't spoken in months despite
not
Biden addressing the press just the other that day. Yeah. Right. Okay. We already played the I know all about the marbles. I can tell you every marble. You would okay. Any you would do a wellness check on any
yes.
person. Okay. Oh, he also said, if I wasn't here, I'd be having a nice Saturday afternoon. That was, of course, Friday night. He said that it was Saturday afternoon.
And also disparaging where he was.
Right.
On top of it all.
Right. Do we have, what is that? What do we have? Oh, 16. Okay.
Yeah. Like they'll put it in. Oh, did he say state? They don't have the correction. I never correct because I hate to admit I'm wrong.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, sure. Subsees is what you meant to say. Sure. Okay. Oh, and this is how he, right, knew he didn't really run against Obama, even though
right.
he said that several times, mm-hmm. that he beat Obama. Okay. Yeah.
But every time I interchange Barack Hussein Obama, remember Rush Limbaugh? He'd go, Barack Hussein Obama. I wonder what he was getting at. But every time I do interchanging, we do a little interchanging, they say, he doesn't know who the president is. He thinks it's Barack Obama. I say, no, but I think Barack Obama has a lot to do with running the country right now, and we can't let that happen. Mm. He has a lot to do with it.
Okay, first of all the things annoy me. There's that little thing, that one makes me... but also, no, he said it several times that he beat Obama.
Yes.
It was like the Nikki Haley Pelosi thing. It wasn't one time, one slip. He said it repeatedly that he beat Obama. Ugh, he's just so racist. That's like his delusion that he beat Obama in something, right? By the way, the measuring contest, you would lose by a mile, tiny Cheeto penis.
How do you know this?
We all know.
Barack Obama takes it out in sections. I'm just telling you that right now. That is some big D energy.
Damn.
Oh my God, when he sunk that basketball shot from like half court. It's what we do! You're like, damn. Okay. Jen Psaki, whom we love, had some thoughts on the... I know it's hard because we really are just... I don't know what the word is, but numb. She says, now look, he says a lot of stuff, but that's the Republican frontrunner for the President of the United States signaling to the Kremlin that he will give them a free hand to invade their European neighbors if he's given a second term. It's like the clearest he's ever said it, isn't it? She said, as commander-in-chief, he would have the United States stand back and watch it happen. Let's be clear about what that would mean. Any attack on a NATO ally would trigger a massive show of force by its members across the world. That's because under Article 5, an attack on one is considered an attack on all. Mm-hmm. Just take it from the NATO Secretary General, who responded to Trump's comments with this, quote, any suggestion that allies will not defend each other undermines all of our security, including that of the U.S., and puts American and European soldiers at increased risk. Donald Trump is not only saying he wouldn't come to the defense of a NATO ally, he is inviting Russia to attack them. Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you how terrifying that type of language is for our allies sitting and listening to what he's saying, and also how happy it must make Vladimir Putin. Thank you, Jen Psaki.
Hello, world. I'm your wild girl. I'm your
Psaki.
Thank you, Sean, for coming in just for that. 47.
He will be here a week from today.
Yes. Yeah. Christopher LeBoy will be off for President's Day because he hates America. Just kidding. Okay. 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by My Morning Kick. It's hiking day, but it was in my bike bottles for the Tour de Palm Springs this weekend. It is, I'm telling you, delicious. I was saying, I don't like regular water.
No,
sorry, I just
gross.
And you need to hydrate.
That's right.
And this is the best way to absorb supplements. There are 10 supplements in one in here. It is magic. It tastes delicious. And when it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. It helps support joints, gives me energy, makes me think clearer, has probiotics to help shed extra pounds, prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra oomph, boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, just want to feel younger, do it with me. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
On air at your 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation
and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
They're coming to
Chicago.
I want a priority approach and landing in Chicago.
It's Sexy Liberal in Chicago.
No dice, Chicago. I'm giving the orders and we're coming in.
August 17th, it's Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Saturday, August 17th at the Vic Theater, just ahead of the DNC in 2024. Featuring Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, comedy duo Frangella, and Hal Sparks. Special VIP tickets get you into the meet and greet after the show. For a great holiday gift idea. August 17th at the Vic Theater. We'll see you in Chicago for Sexy Liberal.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
They're coming to Chicago.
I want a priority approach and landing in Chicago.
It's Sexy Liberal in Chicago.
No dice, Chicago. I'm giving the orders and we're coming in.
August 17th, it's Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Saturday, August 17th at the Vic Theater, just ahead of the DNC in 2024. Featuring Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, comedy duo Frangella, and Hal Sparks. Special VIP tickets get you into the meet and greet after the show. For a great holiday gift idea. August 17th at the Vic Theater. We'll see you in Chicago for Sexy Liberal.
Dear Jim, I just wanted to tell you the things I love so much about you. Like your pasty white belly and how it fits in those tight shirts that my friends think you shouldn't be wearing. I love how you do that thing where you mash four slices of bread into a massive ball of dough and stuff it in your mouth. That's so adorable. And what about when you tell those same jokes from reruns that you've seen over and over again? They make me laugh every single time. Other guys play sports or go running or do something outside, but not you. You're different.
Guys, rest assured you will never in your life meet a girl like this.
P.S. I can't wait until we cuddle in front of pro wrestling all day this Saturday. I hear it's a steel cage Texas death match.
Get some exercise. Get up. Get out. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council and the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Shiny, happy people holding.
Shiny, happy people holding.
Shiny, happy people laughing.
Oh, God. Bonnie is right in her dog bed at my feet.
It's wafted over to me.
A few too many Tilly's treasures, maybe?
Perhaps.
This is, people don't realize I'm playing hurt. I mean, this is really, by the way, Jody, Angry Stafford tweets, the San Francisco 49ers can still win the Super Bowl if Mike Pence has the courage to do the right thing.
Very true.
Obviously fixed.
Totally rigged.
Mm-hmm. Totally rigged.
Change the rules, man. They change the rules, man. Okay. Once again, we live in the dumbest, most dangerous timeline in the world. Florida man bludgeons his father to death after learning he got the vaccine.
Yep.
Florida man accused of brutally beating and killing his father was upset after learning his dad received the vaccine. The 911 caller, who was a friend of the family, described the suspect as a delusional conspiracy theorist. This is what we talked to my friend Dr. Wanda about, this, the guy that beheaded his father because he something was a government employee in Biden deep state or something, some MAGA conspiracy theory. The caller told investigators, I love this part, that the suspect had also recently started using cocaine. So the vaccine you shouldn't put in your body, you see, but
something that's gonna make you super paranoid,
and,
yeah.
Right. Bludgeoned his dad to death.
Yeah.
Okay, because his dad was vaccinated. Okay. Here's another Republicans are super awful story. Cis tomboy athlete requires police protection after Republican official implies she's transgender. Can I say this would have happened to me as much as an Armenian dude I looked like in high school? I looked like, well, or Meryl Osmond, but I had a unibrow. And my hair looked like Link from Mod Squad because of unfortunate perm.
There's that famous picture of you with Gerald Ford.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oof. This is just despicable. Like, even if she was transgender, this is just despicable. A Republican official in Utah has endangered the safety of a cisgender girls basketball player after falsely implying on her social media the player was transgender. The official's claim has surprisingly angered transphobic Republicans, including the state's governor, who's, by the way, his name is Cox, and resulted in police having to protect the girl from people angered by the social media post. The larger-bodied athlete is not transgender. Her parents have said she's a tomboy. She cut her hair short because that's how she feels comfortable. She wears clothes that are baggy. She goes to the gym all the time, so she's got muscles, her father said. Mm-hmm. So Republican lady later deleted
Karen.
Karen deleted the post and apologized, but blamed transgender people and their allies for her post.
Why? What did they have to do with her opening up her Facebook and posting that nonsense?
But I mean, again, like posting pictures of kids so they can be targeted and need police protection. Yeah. I was a tomboy.
Same. So was I.
A lot of people don't even know who I'm talking about, Meryl Osmond. But just if you look at the album cover, I look the most like Meryl. Okay, let's go to Parker in Compton.
Not Jimmy? You didn't look like Jimmy?
Even Jimmy?
No. No, Meryl.
Not Donnie?
No. Oh, I wish. Parker in Compton. Hey, Parker.
Hey, everybody. Real quick, Stephanie, I got to say, I'm proud of you, okay,
for
your participation award. All right? Because,
thank you.
Someone has to be.
It's how I got Miss Congeniality in Junior Miss.
Well, look, I'm 59. I'm injured, so I wish I could participate in the bike ride, okay?
Aww.
So it's all about participation, okay? So
thank
it's all
you.
Good.
Thank
hey,
you.
But, yes, ma'am. I got something to say in regards to the fix is in. Okay, two words for everybody. Sinclair News.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Biden's old. The inflation, gas prices, 22% blacks for black. I'm black for Trump. I'm like, that's a whole nother issue. I ain't gonna. I'm gonna bang on that later. But what Biden should do is that he should put his vice president out there. Okay, who he put in charge of the border, and have her prosecute basically the Republican Party to show how guilty they are in regards to dropping the border bill, okay? And you could talk about the leader of law enforcement who's all for it, and she can talk about how Trump said that it's going to be a terrorist attack going to come across. So
I think
our borders open for that.
Yeah,
so
Parker, you're correct, and I think she has talked about that. So Steve Scalise is done receiving stem cell treatment, which he voted against for his cancer. So we wish him well.
We do.
But so now he's back. So now they have, enough votes to impeach Mayorkas for,
nothing.
Right. For not doing the job that they won't give him the tools for
exactly.
In the bill that they asked for. So it's just, the whole thing is just, All right. We will talk to, we're going to blame all of this on David Jolly. For ever being associated with the Republican Party.
That doesn't seem fair.
No.
Next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ongoing problems at a refinery in Indiana are causing gas prices in Wisconsin to go up. $3.06 a gallon is more than 28 cents higher than last week. Gas Buddy predicts drivers in Great Lakes states can expect prices to rise another 10 to 25 cents a gallon. Workers say the 10-year plan to make the U.S. Postal Service more efficient is failing. Gary Davis of the American Postal Workers Union says centralizing mail processing has only slowed down the mail.
Crossing a couple states to get the mail, that should be overnight or 2 days, like it was back in 2012. Now it's 3 to 5 days. That's not service.
Only about 80.